We're pleased to welcome back live by phone this morning from the nation's capital, 6th District Congressman Ben Klein. He joins WFIR anchor, senior reporter Gene Morano and me to touch on a number of topics in the headlines and what he might have on his plate. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you guys.
Hey, it's good to be with you, and we appreciate you calling. And as we get underway, Congressman, before we talk about, you know, what's happening in D.C., let's look back at the recent election. Democrats won the governorship of Virginia, New Jersey. Democrats picked up more than a dozen seats in the General Assembly. Congressman, was there a message for Republicans after this election?
Well, the message to Republicans is we've got to turn out our voters. We've got to energize our voters. We've got a message about what we stand for, remind not just Republicans, but independents and Democrats that we are the party of lower taxes and less government and keeping money in the pockets of working families. We're the party of Trump efforts to create these personal accounts where for kids born between now and 28, they're going to get $1,000 deposited into a special account that's going to accrue and grow. We believe in the markets and competition and lowering prices. They're the party of government. We're the party of the people. And as long as we message that, we turn out our voters, we win.
Morning, Congressman. This is Gene. Good to speak to you again. I'm just wondering, does your messaging about inflation, health care, or other issues, does it need to be examined or tweaked? And for the second part, I'm just wondering if in Virginia, did the president's poor favorability numbers, do you think that weighed down the candidates, the Republican candidates in the state?
No, we've just got to do a better job. You know, as Trump did during his campaign, he focused in on middle class families. He said, listen, the Democrats have made health care unaffordable through the, quote, Affordable Care Act. And that's why health care is so expensive, because of the government mandates. Housing is more expensive because of all of the mandates at the state, local, and federal levels about how to build houses. Talk to a builder about how expensive it is now to build because of all the regulations. Talk about your energy costs. Your energy bills are going up because of the Green New Deal that AOC and Biden forced through. We're unrolling all of that. We're unwrapping all that, taking it away. And it takes some time. And in the meantime, inflation is still hurting families. But we're working to address the problems where Democrats just create the problems and then pass the buck on the Republicans to solve it.
Since you brought up inflation, let me jump ahead. I want to ask you a question. How are you feeling about the economy? There's still some inflation impacting prices. Consumer confidence has trended downwards. Are you confident, Congressman, of the long-term plan that President Trump, Secretary Bessent, and others have for the U.S. economy?
Yeah, the fundamentals are strong, but the folks in my neck of the woods are still feeling the pain at the pump of the last 4 years. They're still feeling the pain in their energy bills. They're feeling the pain at the grocery store. And, you know, Trump is trying to renegotiate a lot of trade agreements to bring down a lot of the costs that these foreign goods create, that we're bringing manufacturing back so that we can lower costs. And that takes some time. But the fundamentals of the economy are strong, and we've got to continue to focus on making it stronger by keeping more money in the pockets of working families. We're talking about these checks to Americans to purchase health insurance rather than send it from the government to pad the pockets of health insurance CEOs. Why are we sending taxpayer dollars directly to insurance companies when we should be sending it to people to decide for themselves how to invest and where to invest in healthcare dollars?
Interesting. And we will talk about healthcare in a minute. We're talking with 6th District Republican Congressman Ben Klein. I do want to ask you about the elephant in the room these days, Congressman. How do you feel about the double strike on the alleged drug running boat near Venezuela? Was going back to kill two survivors, allegedly. Some are calling it a war crime. Did it cross a line? And does Congressman, need to have a say in what's going on in Venezuela, especially with President Trump threatening to put boots on the ground?
We absolutely do have a say in what happens. We are the body that has the power to declare war, so we're going to decide what happens down in Venezuela in terms of whether it's necessary to declare war. But drugs are a huge problem in this country, and there's so many families in our district have been affected by drug abuse, and we need to tackle it at the source, and the source is South America, Central America, where the drugs are grown and made and brought up. And so by targeting drug runners, which is what our president has done effectively, is a way to stop the drugs from hurting families here in the district. So I commend the president for going to the source and trying to target these drug runners, these narco terrorists, which they are. The cartels are targeting innocent American civilians, and these are agents of these drug cartels. And so I trust our intelligence. I'm on the Intelligence Committee. I'm getting another briefing on this very subject this week. And we'll continue to make sure that laws are followed, the Constitution is adhered to, but that we stop these drugs from killing our families here at home.
Do you think, before I throw you back to Joe, do you have a problem with the double strike, or was that within the purview of the assignment?
Well, as I said, I'm confident that we are following the Constitution and the letter of the law as we target these drug runners. And so I'm going to continue to get this intelligence and continue to make sure that we do that as we target these the source of this cause of death for so many families here in the Roanoke Valley.
All right, 850 at WFIR, joined this morning by 6th District Congressman Ben Klein from Washington. Going to switch it up here, Congressman. The current continuing resolution will end January 30th, 2026. Does Congress have time now to hash out and pass a revised budget by that time, which would include another vote in the House if the Senate changes the Big Beautiful Bill? Or, Congressman, could we be headed for yet another shutdown? Your thoughts?
Man, that shutdown was a disaster not only for Americans who were affected by it, but for Democrats. The politics they played there, where it was they wanted all these additions thrown in. They were taught the lesson that when you just want to keep government running at current levels so that you can negotiate things like health care and things like energy reform and transportation funding, 81 widening, all the things we're working to do, you got to keep the government operating. And so Democrats are probably not going to shut down the government again because it ended so badly for them last time. But we have a job to do here now, passing these appropriations bills on the Appropriations Committee. I'm fighting to get money for 81, fighting to get money for Roanoke Valley priorities, and making sure that these get across the finish line. So hopefully by Christmas, the Senate is trying to pass a bill that will then come to the House to fund a lot of these priorities, and hopefully we can get it done by Christmas. But if not, January before the shutdown is our goal to get all of this wrapped up.
All right, we'll talk with 6th District Congressman Ben Klein. I want to go back to health care. Congressman, will the House eventually vote on an extension of the Affordable Care Act subsidies, maybe for 2 years, as the president suggested last week, while maybe looking for an alternative plan? And in his announcement that he's running again yesterday, Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner threw out the universal health care term. And I'm just wondering, is an alternative health care plan? Would a universal health care plan be one of the things that needs to be discussed?
Universal health care, more government control of when you can see your doctor, how much treatment you can get, how much it's the Canadian system, which has failed, and Mark Warner is way off base. So it is long time for him to retire. But if he wants to try and run again, I'm sure there will be a candidate out there to compare and contrast. And the people of Virginia have moved on from Mark Warner, and I think the voters will as well. But as for health care, the misnamed Affordable Care Act has just destroyed our health insurance markets. That's the reason they created these subsidies, was to paper over the true cost of health insurance, which has skyrocketed for Americans. We got to bring down that cost. You do that, just like with car insurance, just like with other products, by introducing competition in the marketplace. When you have more choices, these businesses don't pad the CEO paychecks. They end up lowering prices. And that helps all the people of Virginia, of the Roanoke Valley, to afford health care for them and their families. And so we all want to do that. I want to do it long term. And if it means extending the subsidies for just another couple of months so that we can get these reforms in place, I'm willing to consider that. But I don't want to have just a standalone subsidy extension where more taxpayer dollars get thrown at a problem created by the Democrats and sent directly to the insurance companies and don't go to the pockets of the American people.
So you would not be in favor of, a 2-year extension?
Just a standalone extension does nothing to solve the problem. It just papers it over and sends the money directly to the insurance companies. I know taxpayers in the Roanoke Valley don't want their hard-earned tax dollars sent to insurance company CEOs for their vacation homes in Aruba. So I think giving them the money, or as President Trump is proposing, you know, either accounts like health savings accounts or tax deductibility for healthcare expenses. These are options that are on the table that are being discussed in the Senate. Hopefully we'll get consensus, because we need to move on this now, because Roanoke Valley residents, families across this country are feeling the pinch of the impact of Obamacare on them and their families.
Right. We got a couple minutes left with Congressman Ben Klein. I'm just wondering, anything on your agenda coming up, Congressman, any bill that you're sponsoring or supporting, maybe not quite as high profile, but anything in particular that would help Virginians?
You know, we've got businesses here in the United States, U.S. businesses that make U.S. goods and American workers that are being targeted by China in the courts. And lawfare is a real thing. And the Chinese are actually infiltrating our courts by filing bogus lawsuits and using proxies to manipulate our courts. And so I've introduced something called the Protecting Our Courts from Foreign Manipulation Act, which will prevent the Chinese Communist Party from using proxies to file suit against American companies that hire American workers and actually keep our economy running here in the Roanoke Valley. So hopefully that bill, which has passed the Judiciary Committee, will be on the floor soon, and we'll end up being able to help our local manufacturers instead of these policies that past administrations have put in place, which just subsidize Chinese efforts left and right.
I'm assuming that once the budget bill gets out of the way, we may see more legislation come to the floor. You guys won't be preoccupied with the budget?
Well, yeah. We've got a lot going on appropriations. I've gotten $17 million in the transportation budget for 81 widening. I know it's a pain to get all this construction, but, man, we're making some great improvements to 81 that are so important to our local economy. We've got to get that done. But in the meantime, yes, we can wedge these smaller bills that have broad bipartisan support through the House and through the Senate, and continue to help the American people and implement Donald Trump's agenda and the agenda that voters voted for last November when they elected Republicans to control the House, the Senate, and the presidency.
Right. Last question, Congressman, we'll let you go. What's your take on Marjorie Taylor Greene, your colleague, leaving Congress and taking some pot shots at the president? Do you know her very well? Do you understand some of her frustration on healthcare subsidies and other issues?
Oh, man, I share her frustration on so many of these issues where Congress ends up talking but no action. And it's very frustrating when the voters send us to Washington to implement an agenda, and that agenda gets blocked by one or two, or, you know, in the case of the Senate, you can't overcome a filibuster because the rules are so screwed up to actually implement the agenda that the American people voted for. So I respect Marjorie. She definitely voted as her district sent her to vote and to do. And so whatever her future holds, I wish her all the best. I wish she would stay through her full term, because when she does resign, it's going to leave us one vote down, and we only have about a 3 or 2 vote margin right now. So, you know, I wish she would stay and through the end of her term, but I wish her all the best. And I know she'll continue to be a voice for frustrated Americans about the direction of our country.
All right, Congressman Ben Klein, 6th District. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Congressman, for joining us as always.
Hey, great to talk to y'all.